Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. In just a moment.
Wheat farmers, choose a proven winning variety that's thrived in almost every challenging environment. Choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher is a popular descendant of Duster and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Get one of the Great Plains' top hard winter wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like fusarium and rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat seed and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
We've known Phil Tsang for over 30 years when he was the country director for the USMEF for Japan. Now he's the president, CEO, has been for a long time, and he's excited about things starting to turn around here in 2016.
Well, actually, you know, the factory's turned back on again, and so we have more production, and that's helped us tremendously. We're up 3% in volume for the first 5 months of this year. We're still down a little bit on the value basis, but, you know, some of our major markets, which we call the locomotive markets, they're all performing well for us, like Japan is up 8%, Korea's up 26%, and as you look at these markets, it's very promising. So I think we're going to finish the year strong. You know, our major competition internationally has always been Australia, and as their factory is down now, in fact some of their plants only operating at 50% capacity, and some are less than that. You know, with their drought and that situation there, they're in their low valley as far as production. So I think this is going to help us, especially in the Japanese market where the yen is very strong vis-a-vis the dollar. And that's going to help us in Japan quite a bit, and so we're moving a lot of volume there, and we look to finish very strong in Japan as well.
Seems like we continue to have a very strong position and presence in that Japanese market.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's been a lot of work where the industry has been investing for well over 30 years. And as you look at this, even after BSE and once we got into the markets, we're back to the levels that we were before the market closed. And actually, consumption's increasing in Japan. I think one of the bright spots in the Japanese market is the amount of tourism that's coming into Japan. This year, they're going to eclipse 20 million people coming into Japan. Their goal for the Olympics, which is in 2020, is to have 40 million tourists. And so, you know, that's one-third of the Japanese population. So when you have that much of a tourist business, we can see hotels, restaurants, food service, catering, all these areas are really on fire right now. And so there's a lot of preparation, a lot of construction. So Asia is a pretty exciting place to be right now.
When we discovered the cow that stole Christmas in 2003, we lost the Japanese market for a time. Then it reopened gradually. Phil Tsang says there's tremendous opportunities in the Japanese market ahead, especially if we're able to ratify the Trans-Pacific Partnership sooner rather than later.
If you look at the last 30 years, we've exported, and look this number up, $33 billion worth of beef to Japan. That's with all the good and the bad times we've had over there. So it's a major market for us. And it's a major potential market for us. And with TPP, ultimately, where we're at a 38.5% duty today, where it goes down to 9% in 15 years, that's huge. So there's a lot to be said about that market going on in the future.
Phil Tsang, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show in each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. The 23rd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December the 8th through the 10th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Ron Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News Email.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.